From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Islamic State defenders in Fallujah launched a counterattack Tuesday in the southern part of the Iraqi city in an effort to blunt an Iraq assault to retake the western city held by the Islamic State group for 2.5 years. The fierce fighting has raised alarm bells among international and humanitarian aid organizations about the fate of an estimated 50,000 civilians trapped in the city. Lisa Grand, Deputy Special Representative of the UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, said she's concerned about dwindling food supplies.
We understand that there are widespread food shortages, and there has been since January, when access to Fallujah became extremely difficult for commercial convoys. I think we would characterize this as is mass food deprivation. The shortages have resulted in literally thousands of families no longer able to eat 3 meals a day.
She also said some civilians appear to have been rounded up by the IS militants to be used possibly as human shields. Ivory Coast's former First Lady Simone Gbagbo went on trial in Abidjan Tuesday, accused of crimes against humanity and war crimes for her alleged role in post-election violence that killed around 3,000 people in 2010 and 2011. Gbagbo supporter Dagu Spaus-Minsa says, "What about those who murdered our parents? We are victims while the guilty," she said, "walk freely, and innocent people like the former First Lady are in prison." She appealed for real justice. The Ivorian government rejected an extradition request to try Gbagbo at the International Criminal Court of The Hague. Her husband, former President Laurent Gbagbo, is already there before an ICC and charges linked to the conflict. This is VOA News.